welcome to the Live for Marriage, Money, and Teenagers podcast, where we talk about ways to have a happy marriage, live debt-free and financially free, to raising teenagers to be successful adults. We will dive into marriage prep, to what our guests have found that works for their marriages, and surviving those teenage years, and giving your kids lessons to be a successful adult that they may not learn in school, and how to be debt-free and reach your financial freedom goals so you have choices to retire early or to have the retirement that you want. Now, here's your host, author of Mills' Way to Richer Living book, Bruce Mills.
Hey everyone, just a quick break so I can tell you about our show sponsor for today. Hey, welcome back. Hope everybody's having a good week. Thanksgiving's around the corner. Yay! I'm going to be making some podcasts to do with real estate. I'm a realtor. I'm currently with Valley Executives Real Estate and Property Management LLC in Mesa, Arizona. But I have a lot of people that have said they want to become a real estate agent. They want to know how to become a real estate agent. They want tips. Well, if you want to be a real estate agent in the future, check first with your state. Find out what has to be done. Now, like in the state of Arizona, one of the requirements is you have to go to school. Now, you can go to a school like I did in person, or you can do it online. I like to be in classrooms and be able to brainstorm with other people in my class. So that worked best for me. Now, another requirement is in the state of Arizona to have a fingerprint card. If you don't have one of those, I suggest starting the process before you start school. That way, when you get done with school, if you do the full-time school, you'll have your card in time possibly. So when you pass all your tests, you can apply for your state license to be a real estate agent. So I went to the full-time school. They offer you a bunch of different packages. I went to the Arizona School of Real Estate, and some people call it the Hogan School of Real Estate, but it was in Scottsdale and really good program. But it doesn't stop there when you're trying to get educated on real estate. They offer vocabulary cram cards. Some people, those work good. They help me some. They also have a cram course online that you can work on, taking tests and studying, and that helps some people, and it helped me some. One of the biggest things that helped me was Randy's workshop. Now, I took that after I had my classes done, and it started on a Friday in the morning and didn't get done till after 10. I think I was there over 14 hours with Randy on his course, but it was worth it. Now, it costed extra money, but it was well worth it. So then if you're ready to take your school test, you have to pass your school test before you can take the state test. And you have to get a 75% or higher on the school test. Well, I signed up for the school test the next day after Randy's workshop. So I was a little tired, but I drove up to Scottsdale, got there, took the test starting at 9 o'clock. They give you like 4 hours to take the test. Took me about 3. Then you hit that button, you're hoping it says you got over 75%. Yes, I did. Yay. So I got home. I was excited. Now I could try to find a time where I could take the state exam. Well, the first time I could take the state exam was Monday morning, 8 a.m. over in Chandler, Arizona, at like Person View or whatever it's called. So Monday morning, I went there to take the test. Now, I was nervous. You're going, oh my gosh, got to pay for this test. Then if you don't pass it, I'm going to have to come take it again and pay again. Luckily, I passed the test. I want to say it took me about 3 hours also. So, yay, you passed the school and state exam. Well, now you got to apply for your license. So you go to the Arizona Department of Real Estate website, and they have all the requirements you need to send in to try to get your real estate license through the state. So I did all that, and you got to send copies of your driver's license and your fingerprint card, which hopefully you got done before you took all your tests, so you're all ready to apply for your license. So I did that. You send it in. You wait. Didn't take them long. They approve it, or if they don't approve it, they let you know what you need to adjust on it. Well, they approve mine. Yay! So am I now ready to sell real estate or help people sell or buy real estate? No. You're not active yet till you hang your license with a broker. So now you passed all those exams. You're getting emails, phone calls, texts from different brokers. They're wanting you to work for them. Why do they want you to work for them? Most all of them, you are a 1099 employee. So that means you don't get an hourly wage. You'll get paid, you know, let's say a commission, however you want to word it, if you help a customer or a client buy or sell property, depending on the broker setup. So basically, you're working for free. You're your own entrepreneur, basically. So you're in business for yourself. Well, like I said, I picked Valley Executives Real Estate and Property Management LLC because my buddy Mike. That way we can work together. He was a good mentor, teacher, trainer. That's the reason I went with them. Now, I'm not telling you who to go with. Remember my podcast. I'm not giving you any legal, financial, medical, tax advice. Seek professional advice for that. But I would suggest finding someone that you feel comfortable with, someone that's going to give you training to be a mentor for you. Because just because you passed the school and all the tests, that doesn't mean you know anything about buying or selling or helping a person buy or sell real estate. Your education is just starting. Myself, after passing all the tests, I went on to take my continuing education requirements to give me more knowledge. Every day I read about real estate. I study the forms. So I would suggest to you, after you pass all your tests and you get signed up with a broker, and then you're a real estate agent ready to go, find somebody to train you, find somebody to mentor you, read, study, watch YouTube videos, whatever it takes. Keep educating yourself. To me, that's the key. In our whole lives, real estate keeps changing. The world keeps changing. Keep educating yourself. Be a student for life. So, now you're ready to go. Well, we're going to stop there for today. And I'll talk more in the future, the difference between a real estate agent and a realtor. I'm a realtor. And like I said, I've been taking continuing education classes, because to keep your license, not only got to be with a broker, you got to be active, everything else. But every 2 years, you have to have 24 hours continuing education in certain categories. And then you got to reapply for your license or renew it, however you want to word it, and pay the fee to get your license for another 2 years. So I like to get my continuing education classes out of the way early, so when my license comes due, I can just easily apply. So I hope everybody has a great Thanksgiving. And if you need any coaching, or you need a mentor in real estate, give me a call. If you're struggling in real estate school, give me a call. I'd love to help. See what I could do to help. Also, if you need a financial coach, give me a call. You can go to my website, millsway.com for real estate, or email me at bruce@millsway.com. Also, of course, if you're in the state of Arizona and you're interested in buying or selling real estate, see how I could help you. Hope you have a great Thanksgiving, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks for listening to the Live For Marriage, Money, and Teenagers podcast with Bruce Mills. Be sure to check back every Thursday for a new Live For podcast at anchor.fm, Apple Podcast, Breaker, Google Podcast, Radio Public, Spotify, and more coming. Or go to millsway.com or liveFor.club. Please support this podcast at anchor.fm/liveFor or millsway.com or paypal.me/millsway. If you want to be a guest on the show, email us at bruce@millsway.com. Thanks, and have a great day.